are bursting at the seams because of the upcoming assembly in Banja Luka. We are a couple of weeks away, I think, actually 10 days away. And we have only 5 full-time employees. We have many volunteers, but there are so many needs, so many things. So we had 4 regional assemblies done. 3 more will be later on throughout the year in preparation for the assembly in Banja Luka, establishing or picking the delegates, choosing the delegates who will vote on things, who will vote on the new bylaws, will vote on the new members of the body, governing body of the party, including the president, the vice president, and representatives of the young, and so on, representatives of the diaspora, various regions, plus the fact that we are preparing it as a more than a political convention. This is probably going to be some entertainment and political convention, motivational speeches, and so on. It's going to be very different. And because of that, and at the same time, everybody has other jobs, and we are trying to do everything we can, and we want to make sure it is done in a professional way, classy. What you see is a lot of people who are not used to this tempo of 15, 16 hour long days, including weekends. We have people who are going through a lot of anxiety. Some of them had to take a couple of days off because they couldn't handle the pressure. And I have to tell you, I don't believe that other parties go through this. This is, they have a lot of people, they have budgets coming from the government. We have none of that. And so, yeah, that's what's happening. A lot of activities. Meetings, appointments, town hall meetings, presentations, lectures, and at the same time have UNC Charlotte life as well. Luckily, those overlap with only a couple of hours, so that after 5 p.m. or so, or 4 p.m. and afterwards, try to slow that down, and then comes the other life, and which ends around 2 a.m. and so on. It's just cool.
Well, and I want to go over some of the things you've been doing this week, but the one thing that I'm noticing, and I have the last couple of times we've spoken, is the energy and enthusiasm in your voice as to what is transpiring and what's going to be happening in 10 days in Banja Luka. And I've got to believe that enthusiasm has to be rubbing off on folks within the Platform for Progress movement. It seems like a very exciting time for you.
Well, these are exciting times, absolutely true. And the energy you hear in the voice is actually the voice of determination. This is happening as well. We are noticing, and we have noticed in the past, that this movement will succeed only if it has the right people in it, the people who are ready for the sacrifice, people who are ready to work hard, people who believe in a larger idea. And clearly, because we have movement, we have no initial filtering conditions for people as they want to come in. What is happening now is that we are seeing that there are people who are really not ready for this kind of ideology. They're not ready for conversation, for dialogue. There are a lot of people who think the old Bosnian way, which is really, they come in, they don't listen to anybody, they speak their mind, and that's how the world should be. And if you don't agree with them, they leave. And we are actually facing giving now through all these activities. There are a lot of tests that people actually have to pass. Not that we are putting those tests intentionally, but they are there simply because of our activities. And when we are seeing people who fail those tests, who get angry or mad because somebody said something and they didn't agree with it, and and they want the party to protect them. And you said, protect from whom? I mean, everybody's an exchange of ideas. What do you do? Sometimes those exchanges are not pleasant, but so be it. Or people who basically say, I need you to do this in 24 hours. And if you don't do it in 24 hours, they say, oh, I'm going to leave. So I'm learning to basically say, yes, absolutely. It's a good time to leave because we need to know who we can count on. And so I get energized from this liberation that suddenly I feel that basically says, you know what, if your heart and mind are not into this, perhaps you shouldn't be here. Instead of convincing you to stay and asking you to listen, reconsider, we're going to change. Oh, come on, we have to have the fighters here. And that spirit, I think it's now permeating throughout the organization that this has to be the fight of the honest, capable fighters who believe in community and that it has to be made right before it's going to be right for us. The conditions within it, and yeah, that is true. People have heard a different voice in my Sunday live sessions on Facebook and in my presentations at town hall meetings, and it is true. It is just the realization that it's time to fight, so we fight.
I know you anticipated this. Is it at a scope larger than maybe you originally in terms of how the people grasp it? And if this isn't for you, then don't let the door hit you on the way out, I guess.
Well, it is larger. Yes, it is larger than I anticipated. I didn't anticipate anything. But you get mature, more mature as you go along. Both as a politician and as a human being, you're realizing that you cannot please everybody all the time. You cannot please all the people all the time. And I tried, honestly, I tried most of my life to do that. And you realize that it just can't. And people in Bosnia and Herzegovina make that obvious. It's the extreme situation of that here. You have to please people not every day, every second. And one decision that you have your mind to speak, something goes in a different direction, and you say, oh, nothing is working fine, perfect. So I realized these are all the tests for people to either grow with or fail. And I'm glad those are there. Because we have quite a number of members, but it is obvious that not all of them have come here with the same perspective, with the same intent to change the world. And some of them even came just to figure out if they can profit from membership in this, and some of them actually came just to derail us. And so it is for us to find who, what, where, how.
Well, I know when we spoke the last time, you had traveled to Banja Luka a couple of times. Bihaš met with the ambassador from Austria. So what, some of the things that have transpired since then, meetings, those types of things.
Since the last time we talked, we had a couple of long sessions of the, we call it presidency, the governing board of the organization, in preparation for the assembly. I had the ambassador from Slovakia who came to our offices, and we had a really nice conversation, when speaks our language really well, he understands the situation and talked about it for a good hour, and it was really nice. I had a meeting with the our human resources department, those who find the... See, for this assembly, we have to find the people candidates for various positions, from a president to vice president to presidency to oversight committee to the honor committee to whatever, many positions. And so I had a long conversation with the people from this, from Human Resources. It's not a department, it's a committee that is looking at the process of recommending people. And so it was really, it was interesting because that is, those people will be representing Platform for Progress for the next 4 years. On Saturday, we had, so prior to that, we already talked about Bihać was the first regional assembly and elected its president, a member of the governing board. Then Diaspora did it electronically and elected their representative in the presidency, as well as second representative in the presidency. And then the third one on Saturday was region Bosnia, based on the river Bosnia. And in that session, they are actually, it was probably the largest one, assembly, regional assembly, simply because we wanted, the rest of them were sort of technical, the minimum program, electing the delegates, and I had my 15, 20 minutes, not a presentation, but sort of conversation with them. Afterwards, this one, Bosnia, was a larger one. We was in the town of Ilija next to Sarajevo in a beautiful hotel. There might be 150, 200 people, which is would be, it was just beautiful, both in the energy, excitement, and so that was the third one. And right after that, we went to Tuzla, and the Tuzla had for the region Sava, the river Sava, their own assembly. And so those two were the last ones of those that we will do, and the remaining three we will do after Banja Luka. We'll give them a year to grow enough to have, to be able to organize a regional assembly. Monday had an interview for one of the YouTube channels, and those channels are popping up. It's interesting. This is great now. People can have their own media channels, and they leave media organizations because they would like to be free without somebody's agenda to promote the truth and tell people about events in the world. And then it becomes a business model because people want to advertise if they have a large following, and it goes from there. Many conversations would happen on, I cannot tell you how many meetings I've had in probably last 3 days. One that was interesting two nights ago was with people who are would like to lead our campaign, and they're offering their services. Then on Tuesday we had a really tough conversation with the board that, I don't know what to call it, committee, board, the leadership group in the town or municipality of Visoko. That's where the pyramids, Bosnian pyramids are. Because they had in, they published in the local, portal, they published a political pamphlet that we didn't approve. And unfortunately, on the first page of the Facebook page of that portal, the portal management signed their political pamphlet with my name.
Oh, wow.
And Platform for Progress, which then I got a backlash of people who got affected or offended by the pamphlet or article. I said, Mossad, did you really sign this? I had no idea about it. So I said, no. So we had to act and take that down. The local leadership didn't agree with that. They wanted it to stand. We actually had to call the portal and ask them to take it down because it doesn't reflect the opinion of the Path for Progress. Then on Tuesday, we went there to meet with them and in person with the whole board. And it was not an easy meeting. It was a tough meeting, but a needed meeting. It's always, the problem is always in the communication. Last night, I ended up going to the city of Maglai, a town, Maglai, where I had the town hall meeting on the topic of perspective of youth in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And after that, came back to had a dinner at one of the local businessmen who had a wonderful group of people there, a couple of ambassadors, a well-known architect, screenplay writer, director. Had that conversation. Then I ended up coming home and teaching a class on network science. Today also just a continuation with meeting some of those actually with people from diaspora who are some of them non-Bosnian citizens who are trying to do well for Bosnia and Herzegovina. Had many meetings with businessmen who are promoting certain ideas for the platform to participate in and get some funding at the same time to open some positions. Anyway, it's always fun and interesting.
Well, just going back a little bit, when you were sharing about your outreach, being there when officials are being elected for the assemblies and that, and the General Assembly, what is your overall take on what you've been witnessing and seeing as people are selecting the delegates to attend the assembly?
Well, I was really surprised positively that things went smoothly, given the fact that this is something that we are doing for the first time. Of course, we had these assemblies at the city level and municipality levels, but this was a culmination of that process where those delegates from the cities come together at the regional level and then do the selection of leaders at the next level. I'm always pleased, I was pleased with the choices they made, discussions they had, how well those who didn't make it took it. And I think this was actually a good process that came at the right time, because we are now going through this level of growth that requires upheavals, and there are people who show their true colors, where now it's starting the positioning for various positions within the party, as well as preparation for being on the lists for various parliamentary positions or local councils. Mm-hmm. And mayoral positions. And we have people who suddenly decide to quit, for example, and then others say, oh, we need to keep this person. And I say, well, think about it. The reason for their quitting is nothing against the ideology of the party or people. They have a grievance with a certain process. Somebody said something to them and we didn't come to their defense. Somebody wrote something and expected us to react within 12 or 24 hours, and we have this task of preparing for the assembly in Banjuka. Somebody who expected me to call them just to find out to pay respect, whereas they could have picked up the phone as well and tell me something is happening and what do you think. You know, when there is no higher goal in mind, when you get upset with little things, then I really question your stamina and motivation. And if you come here to play a prima donna, it ain't gonna happen, because don't have time for that. There are just too much work to do, and we are in this together. And this is not as if this is somebody else's. This is yours. And in Tuzla, I said exactly that. Listen, I have a perfect test for any one of you, whether you should be here or not, whether this is for you or not. If you look, I gave an example of a baby. I said, imagine a baby, you're at home, and you come from work, and you find that the nanny was doing something, and the baby was alone in the room, and decided to use your favorite pen and write all over the wall, everywhere, thinking she's drawing some beautiful flowers for you, and you come home, finding that you're gonna have to paint the whole thing, and yeah, it's gonna cost you $1,000. But so I said, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do to the baby? Well, you basically said, no, you cannot do that. You tell them, you paint it, you put maybe a piece of paper on the wall and say, you can write here. And then when they start crying because you yelled at them a little bit, you kiss the baby. Right? And you hope it's not gonna do it again. You don't just close the door, and I said, I cannot handle this anymore, and you just leave. You don't do that with your baby. Why don't you do it? Because it's your baby. And I said, so platform for progress, it's a baby, right? It is a baby. It's a one-year-old baby. And it did something wrong to you. What do? You just leave? So you leave only if you don't consider it yours. You don't accept it as something yours, but that you want within it to make the difference. If you think it's somebody else's who owes you something, you're not in the right place. So all of you, I said, if you just think about it, do you consider this yours, your own thing, your own project that you're willing to fight for? If yes, it's place for you. If not, it ain't. Find another place. It's cool. So that's our test.
And just one other one. You had mentioned that you had a really good meeting with the ambassador from Switzerland. Can you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, there was a dinner. The ambassador of the United States was there as well, even though the way I was seated, and I came late, and I told them I was going to be a couple of hours late because I had a town hall meeting, and I just came for a drink or dessert. But I was seated closer to the ambassador of Switzerland, and she's really helpful, always very helpful. I mean, so is the ambassador of the U.S., but I've met the ambassador of Switzerland, I think, one more frequently. And I was asking about the constitution of Switzerland, whether there is what it is like, and she was telling me a little bit about it, and I asked if there was a U.S. an English version of it, and she said, of course, could I have it? She said, I'll be happy to send it to you tomorrow. She said tomorrow, and I expected an email with a URL. What I got was a hand-delivered package with a couple of books, presentation, copy of the Constitution in England in English. Beautiful, with a handwritten personal note. A beautiful touch. I mean, what a classy lady, and I'm a wonderful person, and I'm very grateful to her.
Are these meetings opening doors for you? I assume. You met with the ambassador of Austria as well last week. It's inroads for other things down the road.
Well, these are, they're opening possibilities for new meetings. But I also realize that ambassadors, representatives of other countries in a country, they have limited space of maneuvering. Of course, they have interests of their country. Of course, they try to establish a relationship between their country and the country in which they are appointed to. to represent their own country. And they have to be political, they have to be careful, they have to carefully review grievances of all the sides, not to appear to interfere in the domestic disputes, but at the same time to be helpful and encouraging. And so there's a limit. There is a limit to how much they can accomplish. Of course, some countries have more power just because of their size and the role they play in the international affairs. But still, they report on the conditions on the ground to their home departments that are related to foreign policy. And then they implement the decisions that are made, and they of course participate in making all those decisions. So yes, it is probably easier now to be received in the audience with ambassadors, but also you cannot really abuse that possibility of privilege, because there has to be substance, a reason for the conversation. They have many requests from people like me to speak with them, and you have to be judicious with their time and only have a good reason to meet with them and be concrete, ask for certain things and offer certain things. So, but I'm really glad that they are interested enough to speak with me, being a new political option in the country.